Thank you so much for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Hi. Did you say your name is Nikki?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. My name is Lori, and I'm calling you from First National Bank of Omaha Billing Resolution Services, and this is on a recorded line. And I'm trying to help one of our customers identify some charges showing up on her account. Is that something you could help me with?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely. I could be able to help you out with that. Can I please have your zip code?
Yes. The zip code is 99507.
Okay. That's going to be 99507. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, that's correct.
Can I please have the first and last name?
Sure. The first name is Linda. It's L-I-N-D-A. Last name is Mac. It's M-A-C-K.
Can you verify the shipping address for me?
Sure. I have 8710 Carter Circle, Anchorage, Alaska.
Thank you. Now, in the terms and conditions for the sweet stay, it also tells you that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan, and you will receive an email with the link for the app.
Okay.
Now, did she enter the contest entry for the Bice Hub for the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I haven't asked her that. That's kind of why I'm calling you guys. She says these are all fraudulent, but I thought, well, I'm going to give you guys a call and see exactly how these charges started happening. But she entered a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner then.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And would that be for the charge of $49.89 or the one of $24.99?
Okay. That's going to be for the charge of $59.89, which was on March the 30th.
Okay. All
which
right,
is the latest charge. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you able to go back to December 30th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that's going to be for the charge for $49.89.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And is that for a sweepstakes as well?
Yes, ma'am.
For the
all
vacuum?
The charge, yes, ma'am. For entering the contest entry for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Which is a possibility that you can be able to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And so this gives them sweepstakes entries every month. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, for a membership.
Okay. And then I also see a charge for $24.99. Does that show up on your records?
No, ma'am. I only see a charge for $59.89. And $49.89. I do not see the $24.99 charge.
Okay. All right. That may be somebody else then. Has this been canceled at all, or is it still continuing?
Let me just take a look for you. Just give me one moment.
All right.
No, ma'am. I don't see that her account has been canceled.
Okay. And is that something that I could do for her?
Yes, ma'am, most definitely.
Okay.
Okay, now just give me one moment. Let me go ahead and notate her account for you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's CS and Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
494.
Okay.
240.
Okay. And so all of the information that I gave you, name, address, all that, is do you have that on file as well?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have an email address for her?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that?
It is Linda Mack, the number 2@yahoo.com.
Okay, yeah, so everything verifies out.
Yes, ma'am.
The monthly billings for $49.89, then it went up to $59.89.
Yes, ma'am, that was for her monthly subscription.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, you are more than welcome. And
no
thank
problem.
You so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.